Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you joined me today. And my heart has been stirred for what God desires to do in this hour. I don't know about you, but are you tired of church as usual? I don't know where you attend church. If you are able to attend church, some places, you know, there may not be a church that preaches or believes the Word of God. But, beloved, much of the church is asleep. We need to awaken out of our slumber. And one of the most dangerous and detrimental things which can happen to a Christian, a man or a woman who is serving the Lord, is to, confine ourselves in our spiritual life to the boundaries of the walls of traditional beliefs. So often the reason being that we put limits on the operation of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And when we do this, we confine God in His operation in the Spirit, which blocks our walk the way God wants us to live. Beloved, have you ever been troubled? I mean, when you read the Word of God, you see the miracles in the Gospels that Jesus performed, and then He gave commission to His disciples to do the same works, to raise the dead, to heal the sick. He anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost, so He went about doing good and destroying the works of the devil, and God has called His church to do that in His stead. We are His physical body in the earth. Jesus was our example. He did what He did as a man anointed by God. That's why He did nothing until He was baptized and then baptized by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came down upon Him as a dove, and He went into the wilderness and fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And beloved, we are to grow in grace and in knowledge. We should be partaking of the meat of the Word. We're instructed to assimilate and digest the things which the Lord imparts to us, which enable us to grow into spiritual maturity. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, to bring all of us into maturity, into the fullness of the stature of the measure of Christ. That's what fivefold ministry is given. That's why God has given leadership, pastors and evangelists and teachers for the body of Christ, apostles and prophets, so that we can benefit, we can grow, and we can come to that level of maturity. But what so often happens, and it's very easy to happen in all of our lives, we can be contented with that first experience with Christ. And what happens many times, we just grow lazy. We get easygoing. People who definitely had an encounter with the Lord, but then they stop there. But beloved, there is so much more. We can't rest back on the things that God did for us in the past, as wonderful as they might be, but God wants to do something new and fresh in your life today. When we experience Christ in our lives, the process of growing up has just begun. Many churches have a dangerous spiritual anesthesia of self-satisfaction. Over and over again, God, beloved, encourages us to realize that the day of sleeping is past. We're to awake from our slumber. And the moment for alertness and for wakefulness and watchfulness is at hand. He said, watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. And don't forget the parable of the virgins, the five wise and the five foolish virgins. What happened? They all slept. Wise and foolish alike. They were all asleep. And that can be a prevailing problem today. In many places, so many have just basically gone to sleep under complacency and self-satisfaction, over past spiritual blessings and accomplishments and achievements. The feeling is, you know, what more is there for us? And instead of growing and maturing in the fullness of our relationship with the Lord and enjoying, as we should, the communion and the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord tells us in Philippians, this mind should be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Beloved, God has so much for us, but we can't sit down and be satisfied with the things we've experienced in the past, as good as they may have been. God is calling us up to higher ground. He's calling us to move on, move forward in Him. Let's never become complacent or self-satisfied, because then there's a danger of lukewarmness. And you know what the Lord's response was to that, the Church of Laodicea. He said, I'll spit you out of my mouth. He'd rather have us hot or cold. That's His response. And beloved, we've got to stir ourselves. We have to raise ourselves from the dust of defeat. At one point, Isaiah says, captive daughter of Zion, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. Arise and sit down. Once that arising takes place, a breaking off the shackles, then there can be a sitting down in the rest of God. Hallelujah. Jesus came into this earth. He was born. He was made flesh for us, that He might lift us up. That's the reason He came down to our level, was in order to lift us up to His level. Praise God. In Hebrews, that opening first chapter, I'm not going to take the time to read, but there the Apostle Paul he sets down seven proofs of Jesus' divine sonship. And then in the next chapter, he gives 7 points of Jesus' identification with man. He descended, Jesus did, to man's level. He took man's nature. That was the second thing. Third, he endured man's temptation. Fourth, he died in man's place. He was our justification. Five, he conquered man's foe, death, hell, and the grave. He died in man's place. Six, he achieved man's victory. Hallelujah. The second man, Adam. And seven, he secured our salvation. But have we stopped there? Why are so many not following the leading of the Holy Spirit? And what is the ministry of the Holy Spirit, if nothing but revealing the supernatural, and to reveal the things that our human reasoning could never comprehend and our natural eyes couldn't see? Didn't Jesus say, the Spirit of truth, when He's come, He will lead you into all truth and to show you things to come, things that we don't know? That's the whole realm of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, to have knowledge and understanding of things that God wants to do. That's the Holy Spirit speaking through His body, speaking through the gift of prophecy, speaking through words of knowledge or words of wisdom. And we need to emphasize that the man, Christ Jesus, lived His life and fulfilled His mission. And the powers by which He overcame temptation are the very same which are so freely offered to us all. He overcame the devil by quoting the Word of God. Ephesians talks about the sword of the Spirit. That is the Word of God. That is our offensive weapon. More than once, He affirmed that the things that He did were not done by His own power, but the power which was imparted to Him by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because Jesus was our example. He didn't do the things He did. He didn't perform the miracles because He was God, but because He was a man, He relinquished all his godlike abilities, if you will. He came down to our level, and He performed the works that He did. He spoke the words that He saw His Father give to Him. He only did that which the Father asked Him to do, but He was portraying as a man anointed by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, how could He ask us, the same works that I do, you shall also do, and greater works than these shall ye do? Come on. Just think about this for a moment. He was our example, and this identical power that Jesus experienced is available to all who will travel in His footsteps. These signs shall follow them that believe. The question is, do you believe it? It's for you. Do you believe it? It is for today. That's the question. And for those who say, yes, Lord, I do believe, then there is going to be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and you're going to see signs and wonders which follow the preaching of the word. Beloved, this is not an idle dream. The Gospels pulsate with this life. Never forget that Acts 10:38 says, God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all of them that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. We also need to remember that what the Father gave to the Son in his turn has offered to us, to his body. And instead of accepting it in the fullness of its reality, so many have drawn back and been afraid of the awesomeness of his power and turned it into a doctrine. We've been afraid, and the potency of the power has been lost to us in the doubts and fears and the misunderstanding which has come through unbelief. But beloved, don't you think it's time to say enough is enough? What hinders the revelation God has given to us? Instead of keeping clear the streams that flow between God and us, we allow the enemy territory that is not his, because we try to let our revelation run through the mill of human reason, and the result has been a great deal of our wheat has been thrown out, and much of the chaff has been retained. I could go on, but my time is drawing to an end. Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. I know God is speaking right now. I don't have time to give a prophetic word, which is burning in my heart, but God is speaking to you, and he's calling you, beloved, you, yes, you, brother and sister. His call, his anointing is upon your life. Father, in Jesus' name, in these closing moments, Lord, I impart the fire of the Holy Ghost. You said you would come and baptize us with fire with the Holy Ghost, and Father, we receive that to everyone who's hungering for that manifestation of the power of God. Our God is real. You haven't died, Lord. You're the same today, yesterday, and forever. And so, Father, I release the divine power of God to flow to every heart that is asking, seeking your face, calling out to you. So let it be, Father, and let the best portion be reserved to last. Let this latter-day church, Father, be supersede even the works that the early church did in faith and power and anointing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, there may be needs you have. I want to invite you to write, share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.